So Sean Doherty from the U.S. Biathlon Youth Team put together a fabulous race today to take home gold for the American squad. And he had just won silver on Friday in the sprint event. And today's race was the 10-kilometer pursuit. And Sean brought his A-game to the table and brought home the gold for the U.S. We're going to catch up with him in Austria and find out how he feels about his new championship title. Hey, Sean, it's Benjamin Sadovoy from Ski Tracks Magazine. We just got the word that you won gold, and it's so exciting. We're all excited for you. Congratulations.
Yeah, thank you very much.
So you came real close the other day, and now you got it. I guess that was your goal today. How does it feel to be a world champ?
Oh, it's amazing. I really have a hard time, you know, putting the words to it. You know what I mean? It's just an incredible feeling.
Sure. Tell us about your race today.
Yeah, it was really good race. I had a plan for it, you know, and really just wanted to make sure I stayed calm and did not really, you know, blow it. I knew I had a really good, you know, starting position and a good chance to really make something of the race. So I just really tried my best to keep calm and do as I trained, and it just worked out excellently.
What were the conditions like today, Sean?
Typical, beautiful Austrian weather, really. It was sunny, nice, maybe minus 2-3 Celsius, and just really just beautiful weather and good snow conditions, nice, packed, firm, and fairly fast. It was just a very, very nice day out on course.
That always helps when you're going for gold, of course.
Yes, for sure.
Who were your biggest competition out there? I mean, who are you worried about the most when you came to the start line?
In a pursuit, you have to worry about everyone. I mean, that's part of why it makes it such an exciting race. You know, if somebody is just feeling really good that day, you know, they shoot well, they shoot fast, like, they can move. Someone can move up a very large amount, like some of my teammates did. You know, they shot well and moved up, you know, quite a few places over the course of the race. You have to, you can't really count anyone out or say that anyone is a bigger threat to win or get you.
That's a good strategy or a good philosophy, so you're ready for anything. You said you had a strategy today. Tell us a little bit about your plan today when you came to the start line.
Really, strategy was just to, my really main goal was to keep calm on the range and, you know, really, you know, shoot well and make sure that I had the good race together, you know, put both halves of the race together, you know, the shooting and the skiing component. It really played out that way. I just didn't want to, you know, be too fast or something or anything really, and just kind of, you know, mess up my race from then on, you know, especially starting the first couple loops too quickly. So.
Well, you certainly put it all together for a gold, and it's really exciting. What kind of a shout-out do you have for all the folks back in New Hampshire that are cheering and have big smiles on their faces for you?
I mean, I have nothing but appreciation for all the support they've given me, you know, through the years and through, you know, supporting me as a developing athlete and stuff. And I just, yeah, very, very appreciative of the support I get from my friends and local community at home. It's excellent, and I couldn't ask for a better support there.
Well, that's great to see, Sean. We're all excited for you. Congratulations to you and the team. It's inspiring for everybody else and everybody in North America. So we want to wish you all the best, and thanks for spending time with us.
All right. Thank you very much.